Well, it's Sunday, 12th of August, and I am recording this, my morning thoughts, in a field in the what we call the Clyde Valley. Yes, once again, back at the car boot, but it's just my thoughts at this time of the morning. It's now 6 a.m. This audio boom may not be sent up for a little bit because there's not much signal here, but we'll see. So it was a 3:30 a.m. rise this morning, and I badly need a hot cup of tea. So the sun's just coming over the horizon. It's shaded by a little bit of cloud. There's a fresh, fairly strong breeze blowing. But I'm glad I have my shorts, my bare feet, and my sandals, and I'm glad because it's one of those mornings where cool, fresh air feels better than hot air. People are setting up, hoping for a good day, weather-wise and sales-wise. But this morning my thoughts are on someone else this morning. Well, more than one, but it all revolves around one person at the moment, and that is Dean Reed. Dean kicked off a little flurry of conversation on Audio Booth through the week when he brought up his social media, social networking boo, and how we sometimes use it too much, and he was getting away from it all. So, and that's led to, as I said, some responses, which has been great to hear other people's views on that. But then Dean's came back, and now he's telling us he's off for 3 days, I think, and he's going to head upstream, switch off everything. And then see how that goes, how he copes without his social media through that time. And it sounds really interesting. It's something I'd love to do, to go away for 3 or 4 days and just switch off completely. And that's going to be an interesting trip, isn't it, from Dean? Heading upstream to the source of the river. Can't remember the name of the river now. That's not important. It's his journey. And it's a journey I'd dearly love to do. How good can that be? But I hope Dean is going to at least use social media in a little bit. And by that I mean record his thoughts at the end of each day when he's settled down for the night in his wee tent on his own up in the hills or wherever, so that at the end of his 3 days, he can come back and let us all hear how he got on. Because that's going to be interesting. It's not switching off completely, but I would hate to think that Dean wasn't going to let us know how each day went and how he was coping. Because that's going to be a great trip. And I'm sure that when he comes back and relates it all to us, it'll be, as Dean's usual, very interesting stuff. Great guy to listen to. And this is going to be, to me, I think, a little bit special. So as the sun breaks through and shines on my face this morning, I think of Dean Reed on his mini mission upstream. wish him all the best. I don't even know if he'll get this message at all, if he's switching off. But I hope he gets it in time, or at least I hope he has already thought about recording his days as he goes through. A little digest, or a little diary. Good luck, Dane. See you on the other side of the falls. That's my thoughts for this morning. I'm going for a cup of tea.